And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, a couple of folks from Sitka Community Hospital. Jeff Comer, the new CEO over at Sitka Community. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And Patrick Williams, a voice you most likely recognize. He comes on often with the Injury Prevention Program.
Good morning.
Patrick. Yeah. Well, we're here to introduce you, Jeff, to the public. You're the new CEO at Sitka Community Hospital. When did you arrive?
Well, time goes by. I've been here 3 months now. I started in September, and it's been a very busy 3 months. We have so many things going on, so I'm looking forward to sharing those with you.
And where are you from?
I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. Very similar to Sitka, of course.
Of course, very similar. Actually, there is a lot of travel between Arizona
Sitka. Yes, there is.
Well, what brought you up here to Sitka and Sitka Community?
Well, you know, why wouldn't you? It's paradise. I mean, look outside your window right now. It's a beautiful day. Who would not want to live here? It's gorgeous. It's a great community. The people are so caring. The welcome that I have received and that my wife has received has been almost shocking. We didn't expect it, particularly coming from a big city. So just on the personal side, we love it here. And then professionally, we've got such a jewel of a little hospital. And I don't think most people here even realize how unique this little hospital is. I've run a lot of hospitals in my career. I have never seen a small critical access hospital with all of the services that we have, with the community involvement, with the quality, with the patient satisfaction. So I came here, I interviewed with our board, and I just fell in love with the place personally and professionally, and it was a very easy decision for me.
Well, you know, and I think that's fascinating because looking at your background, you know, 12 major hospitals you ran, and yet you're coming up here and you're focusing on this little sort of hospital
could. Yes.
And I was just, you know, thinking about what is it that drives you professionally to make that kind of leap in your career?
Oh, it's very easy. My father was a hospital CEO, so I've kind of grown up in this field. And I remember learning from my dad early on in his career, you're not there to run a hospital. You are there to improve the health of the community. What I really want is the hospital to never be used because everybody has such good primary care and preventative care. They don't need to come to the hospital. That is really what drives me. And ironically enough, with the way healthcare is going in this nation, it actually makes financial sense for the hospital to focus on keeping people out of the facility. So that's truly what drives me. I want everybody to be healthy and well and outside enjoying this beautiful weather, not sitting in a hospital bed.
That seems like such a radical shift in paradigm.
Yes, yes.
You know, focusing predominantly on prevention.
Right,
and keeping people out of the hospital.
Yes, it is. Traditionally, hospitals and doctors have been reimbursed for sick care. Those models are changing now. Now we're being reimbursed for quality, for keeping readmission rates down, keeping infections down, keeping people out of the hospital. And that's where we want to get to in Sitka. We want to manage the health of the population. So we've got some creative programs that we're working with Primera on to do that. We're going to start working directly with employers on that to where we would essentially receive one lump sum and we would take care of patients out of that lump sum. We're not at risk for that. So if the patient has to be readmitted because they had an infection from a surgery or if they have a heart attack, we no longer are making a profit off of that, which is what we've done in the past. We're now penalized for that. Our profit actually comes from keeping people out of the hospital, using our education up front, the wellness, the holistic approach to healthcare, and again, just getting involved in people's personal healthcare lives and decisions so they're making decisions based on information that we provide to them to keep them healthy.
Well, so there's this shift in focus. Mm-hmm. What are some projects that you have hit the ground running with?
Well, there's several that I wanted to focus on today. First of all, we have a need for additional providers here in the community, so we are recruiting physicians. We have one new family practitioner who will be starting in September. Most of the listeners probably know him. His name is Paul Glow. He was a carpenter here in Sitka before going back to medical school. So Paul will be here next September. We have several physician assistants and nurse practitioners who we're talking to bring them in. And part of the model where I see us going in the future is focused more on the mid-level providers. They can provide 90% of the healthcare that people need, and we can do it in a community-oriented setting. So to add to that, we're looking at several clinics downtown. We've got one facility we're looking at right across the street from the Westmark where we'll have a physician assistant located. People at lunch, morning breaks can go right down, see that person, get their primary care, get their lab work done, and then get back to work without waiting for a couple hours to see a doctor. We can also take care of visitors in the summer, the cruise ships when they come in. They have a lot of healthcare needs. that mid-level practitioner is perfectly suited to provide that care. So that's one of the things that I've been working on. The urgent care piece that I mentioned with the walk-in clinics is the second thing that I'm focused on. And the third one, which is really exciting, is the telemedicine and telehealth. If all goes well, May or June, we will have full-service telemedicine implemented in the hospital. So what that means is we will have ICU capabilities. We will have full specialty coverage for our ER physicians. So if they need to have a consult with cardiology or endocrinology, it will be a live feed where that patient will actually see that physician who will be in Providence in Anchorage, and that physician will be looking at the patient, reviewing all the vitals, all of the clinical information, and working with our local providers to provide the best health care. So that telemedicine piece is very important to our strategy. But where I really get excited with that is we're going to take that externally. So we're partnering, for example, with Petersburg. They have a need for physical therapy, outpatient therapy, lactation consultation, other services along those lines that they can't afford in their community, but we can provide to them. So we meet a need in a service in Petersburg, but when those patients need more in-depth health care, they will come to Sitka to receive that. So we'll have an inflow of patients coming in, which will support the hospital and our goals of improving healthcare in Sitka overall. So those are the three things that I'm really focused on right now, and there's a host of others, but those are kind of the big picture strategic issues that I'm focused on.
I think it's really interesting that you're looking at creating efficiencies among various regional hospitals and healthcare providers to better serve the region
as
a whole.
Absolutely. In fact, to take that another step further, I used this example at the chamber yesterday. We have a need for a dermatologist here in Sitka, but with a town of 8,000 to 9,000, we cannot support one dermatologist. There's not enough work. There's not enough to keep that physician busy. And we also can't afford the salary of that person in this small town. But when we combine all these other hospitals in Southeast Alaska through the telemedicine, that dermatologist can live anywhere. They can be in Petersburg, they can be in Juneau, they could be here in Sitka, and we can all derive the benefits of that person, and we can all share in the cost of recruiting that person. So that's just one of a host of specialties that we can also tie into the telemedicine and into this more regional focus on healthcare.
It feels like, in general, you're trying to connect the community more closely to the community's hospital. This can be a little bit out of the way there, right, you know, by Muller Field, basically.
Right.
And you're trying to bring it closer to the heart of Sitka, both really in a very, you know, concrete way with
absolutely.
Buildings, but also in, you know, a more broad reach and focus.
Absolutely.
Kind of
we are Sitka's community hospital. We provide all of the charity care. We provided almost $2 million of uncompensated care last year. We are the hospital in this town, and we want people to know that. So we need to do a better job getting that message out. That's one of the reasons we want to put the clinic downtown. We want to bring the healthcare to people instead of making people come to us for healthcare. So there's a lot of other things that we want to do, such as this, you know, visit this morning to get this message out and to become more and more involved in the community.
Well, and your wife, you mentioned your wife came up here with
yes,
you. And what does she do?
My wife is a personal fitness trainer. She works at the Hames Center, and I'm actually a little sore right now. She put me through a workout this morning before I came in here, so I'm a little mad at her right now. So I'm feeling the pain, but she loves what she does. And it kind of ties into what I do because we're so focused on wellness and prevention. And I can't remember the exact statistic, but it's something like 80% of diseases 20% of diseases have 80% of the cost. And most of those diseases are preventative. So through exercise, nutrition, diet, training, better quality lifestyle, you'll never end up with those diseases. So it all kind of ties together. So she's very involved in the community and in the wellness aspect as well.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. I'm going to have to let you both go shortly. But Patrick, is there anything you would like to add?
Well, sometimes a great team, all they need is a great leader, and we got that in Jeff, and we're all super excited for his motivation and his positive attitude. So it's going to be great going forward, and I'm looking forward to the future. We're doing great things.
Okay, and just in case people would like to contact the hospital, what's the hospital's main number?
Yeah, you can call the hospital at 747-0349 and talk, or you can also call Oceanside if you're interested in PT or something like that, 747-1771.
And what about Mountainside? That's connected with the hospital, too.
Well, I'm not sure the number of Mountainside, but you can call my number and I can connect you straight there. It's 747-0349.
Okay, well, thank you both for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Jeff Comer, new CEO at Sitka Community Hospital, and Patrick Williams, injury prevention.